Texte numéro 54. Mega cities on the move. Moving away from car ownership, using real-time traffic information to help plan journeys, and having more virtual meetings will be vital to prevent the mega cities of the future from becoming dysfunctional and unpleasant places to live, according to a study by the environmental think tank Forum for the Future. The report argues that authorities must begin to plan now in order to create easier and more sustainable ways of accessing goods and services in the world's ever-growing cities. Citizens must also be encouraged to change their behaviour to keep cities livable. By 2040, the world's urban population is expected to have grown from 3.5 billion to 5.6 billion. The report calls for a radical re-engineering of cities' infrastructure to cope. The future is going to look pretty urban, and by 2040, we're going to have two-thirds of all the people in the world living in cities, said Gazi Bara, the author of the report Megacities on the Move. The report looked at transport, but not just moving from A to B, but in terms of accessibility and productivity and interaction. There are things you can do through physical interaction, but you don't have to, said Gazi Bara. One issue is to integrate different modes of transport. Citizens will want to walk, cycle, access public transport, drive personal vehicles, or a mixture of all modes in one journey. Information technology is going to be incredibly important. There are already cars that have integrated hardware, allowing them to communicate with each other and central traffic hubs. By collecting and centralizing information of this kind, city authorities could manage traffic information in real time and help speed up people's journeys. And better telepresence systems for virtual meetings could remove the need for some journeys altogether. The trickiest part could be getting citizens themselves to take part. We have the technological solutions, whether it's alternative drivetrains for vehicles or sophisticated IT. The real challenge will be scaling it in a meaningful way. Friends of the Earth transport campaigner agreed that action was needed now to make more cities more sustainable. Tackling climate change must be at the heart of building a greener, fairer future, and local people must have their say. New technologies will be part of the solution, but rising populations and the urgent need to cut carbon emissions mean that we also need policies that reduce the need to travel, cut car use, and make walking and cycling the first choice for short journeys. Alongside green energy and better insulation for our homes, this will make our cities healthier, more pleasant, and vibrant places to live, and will create new jobs too. Adapted from The Guardian, December 2010.